Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
fount of love, divine that flows from my Savior's feet. Where sinners try, there's filthy rags, for his righteousness is right. Mercy cleansing every stain, now rushing over. Thank you.
Verses 12 through 18. See, God longs for us to live an unveiled lifestyle. He longs for us to behold his glory and be transformed in the same image, a reflection of his glorious son, Jesus. The idea of looking like Jesus used to seem utterly impossible. How could I ever look anything like Jesus? In my sin and shame, how could I ever resemble the perfect, sinless Son of God? But God has an enjoyable and perfect process by which he transforms us. And as we seek out all that God has for us in an unveiled lifestyle, God longs to renew our minds to his plans for our transformation. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 makes it clear that in beholding the glory of the Lord, we are transformed. Just as Moses went into the tent of meeting and came out with his face shining, in Exodus chapter 33, verses 7 to 11. We are to go into our tent of meeting and come out having met with God, the unveiled face. Allow the truth of the scriptures to define what spending time with God is meant to look like for you. You see, when we spend time alone with God, the Holy Spirit longs to lead us into direct, tangible, and transformative encounters with the glory of God. Christians and messianic spirituality is all about direct connection with our Heavenly Father, and not about engaging in religious practices, but just because we feel we should. See, the death of Christ was made unveiled in encounters with God completely available to you whenever or wherever. We enter into our tent of meeting clothed with Christ, washed completely clean of our sin by the power of his blood. And 2 Corinthians 3:18 also makes it clear that when we see God's glory, we are transformed into the same image, the image of Jesus. See, Genesis chapter 1:27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." God's intention was always for us to represent him well. When sin entered into humanity, that image became grossly distorted. But through the death of Jesus and the encounters with our Heavenly Father, that image is being restored. See, we can now be reflections of God to the world, okay, that is desperately searching for a relationship with its Creator. We now bear the image of one who has saved and redeemed us. So living an unveiled lifestyle is simply encountering our Heavenly Father and living our lives as a response to his love for us. Every encounter with God changes us and makes us more like him. Every taste of his presence fills us with his love and equips us to love others. To live an unveiled lifestyle is to experience an abundant life Jesus came to bring us. May you behold the glory of your Heavenly Father and the reflection of his love to lost and dying world today. Spend time in prayer, practicing what 2 Corinthians chapter 3 describes for us, beholding and being transformed by the glory of God. Meditate on the availability for you to encounter God face to face, unveiled. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed, 2 Corinthians 3:16. Secondly, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into a tangible presence of your Heavenly Father. Ask God to make his nearness known to you. "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart," Jeremiah 29, verse 13. "See, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest," Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. So spend time in God's presence, being transformed by his love. Ask the Holy Spirit to make you more like Jesus. Ask God to reveal himself in a way that would mold and shape you into his likeness. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed in the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to conform to the image of his Son, in order that he might be firstborn among many brothers. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 29. So how incredible is our God that he would make transformation such an accessible and enjoyable process. Fully letting go of our sin and shame is difficult to be sure, but the depth of grace, love, and relationship he offers us in return makes it all worthwhile. Allow God to continue to heal any areas of your life where you feel brokenness and shame. Open your heart to Him completely today in faith and allow Him to create in you a new foundation of His and on which you can live freely and healed. I highly suggest reading 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It'll help you, on this devotional that I brought forth to you today. Amen. Okay. Well, now let me ask you. How many of you out there do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? I know there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people that do not know the Lord. But you all have a chance to do so tonight. You can come to the Lord right now. It's so easy. All you've got to do is ask Him to come into your life. I mean, are you tired of walking around aimlessly, not knowing which way is up or down, dazed and confused, maybe suffering depression or anxiety? Or maybe you're suffering from some type of addiction versus alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. See, God can take those away. But in order for Him to do so, He's got to know you. And if He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So I ask you, do you want the Lord to do something for you tonight? Do you want a successful life? Do you want a miracle in your life? Then let Jesus be that miracle for you. Ask Him to come into your life tonight. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, that's a little bit of our message tonight. Okay? Okay, so anyway, let's go play some more music, amen? All right. Yeah, let's go back and play some more music. Here we go.
Call of Christ our captain, for
caller. Let's see who we got.
Oh. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Kent.
Does Master let you talk?
Okay, we're not going to put up with that silliness, okay? Okay, that's ridiculous. Okay, let's get into the next portion of our thing. Okay, I'm covering this from Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 22. I covered the chapters 1 and 3.
That's changed again.
Previously, yeah.
Cut him off.
I did, previously. Okay, so when we're doing, now we're talking about judgment by flood. Okay, he's gone.
Who are you talking
to now? No one.
Oh, your audience, I mean, in the room.
Okay, so the Bible reading I'm taking is from Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 22. And then our worship and our wisdom part is, the worship part is Psalms chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. And the wisdom is Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 to 16. So let's go into the word of God. Amen. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was just a man perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. See, the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them and the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks, and behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your wives and your sons' wives and you, and every living of all flesh you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds after their kind, and of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing on the earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take yourself all the food that is eaten, and you shall gather to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all of your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you seven, each of every clean animal, a male and a female, two of each animal that are unclean, a male and a female, also seven of each birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of the earth. For after seven more days, I will cause it to rain on earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made. And Noah did according to the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth. So Noah was with his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters of the flood, and clean animals, some animals that are unclean, and birds of everything that creeps in the earth. Two by two, they went into the ark to Noah, male and female, as God commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were on the earth in the 600th year of Noah's life. In the second month, the seventh day of the month, and on that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife and his three wives of his sons, who was with them, entered the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on earth, and after his kind, and every bird after his kind, every bird, every sort, all went into the ark to Noah, two by two of all flesh, in which is breath of life. So those that entered, a male and female of all flesh, went in as God commanded, and the Lord shut them in. Now the flood was on the earth for 40 days. The waters increased and lifted up the ark and rose above the earth. The waters prevailed and greatly increased on the earth, and the ark moved about on the surface of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth, and all the high hills under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward, and mountains were covered. All the flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, cattle, beasts, and every creeping thing that crept on the earth, and every man, all on whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, all that was on dry land died. So he destroyed all the living things which were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping things, birds of the air, they were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were in the ark remained alive, and the waters prevailed on the earth for 150 days. That's Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 7 and 24. So let's get into the worship. Psalms chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Now therefore, be wise, O kings, again. Be instructed, you judge of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled, for the little blessed are those who put their trust in him. Amen. The wisdom part of Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 and 16. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent, for their feet run to evil, and they will make haste to shed blood. Amen. Well, that was our Bible reading for tonight, okay? And I'm going to continue doing these things, devotionals and Bible readings and prophetic messages, okay, in this new format. And I hope it's a blessing to you that, you know, that you get 7 minutes of the Bible written to you, being read to you. Amen. All right. Okay, let's play some more music here.
Yeah. Defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need.
Okay, the Father says today, I hear you in a day of rejoicing, so I also listen to you in a day of trouble. I hear your voice and will not turn my ear from your cry. I will defend you and I won't delay in doing it. That's who I am and what I do. You're coming out of the furnace of affliction, okay, without even the smell of soot on your testimony. My hand is prompt to come to your aid, of that you may be sure. Go ahead and plan for what things will look like on the other side of what you're facing. The great trial and heavy affliction in days to come will be nothing more than a mere footnote in your personal history of my faithfulness and loving kindness toward you. So say in your heart that you are favored of a loving Father. Expect prompt relief in a miraculous way. My eye is not dim, neither is my heart unmoved. I am not some aloof or a distant, being unaffected by what you are going through. Trust me, for the outcome, all of your days are written in my book, and not one of them is tragedy or a sad tale of hopes dashed or dreams crushed. Silence the voice of unbelief within your heart. Refuse to panic or to lean on the arm of flesh, which will fail you every time. I am here. Talk to me. I will respond with much, much more than warm wishes and empty promises. I will deliver you, and I am delivering you, and that right quickly, says the Father to his beloved. Amen. Well, this prophetic message goes out to those who need it. And you know who you are, okay? So I hope that this message helps you in your walk in life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All righty. Well, let's play some more music here. Here we go.
From wherever you've been, come broken down.
Thank you.
we're coming to the end of our show. And, okay, I want to say thank you for all my listeners on the link, the ones who have called in. May the Lord bless you tonight. Okay, now to remember, tomorrow night, okay, is Friday night, and we're going to have the Pastor's Corner. And I'm probably going to do the same format as I did tonight. I'm going to go with a devotional. I'm going to go with a daily Bible reading. And I'm going to go then with a prophetic message. So we're going to keep that format. It seems to be doing well. And you get more for your buck. Amen. Even though it's free. Okay. So now we're going to close out with Tony F. giving us his closing prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing these listeners to us tonight. We hope they understood and interpreted your word as it was meant to be given. Thank you for the callers who called in, even though, bless their hearts, they were only trying to cause trouble. But remember that God loves you and always will. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to sign off for tonight. We hope to have you here again tomorrow, and God bless you always.
Amen. Thank you there, Tony. That was a great prayer. All righty. Well, good night, folks. God bless. And until tomorrow night, okay, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, hope to see you there. Bye-bye.
Do you want to turn on the oven for you?
Yes, please.